Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're going to talk about a topic that I really don't know very, very many Christian radio programs that ever talk about it yet. One in almost every two people is single, and we're going to talk about what it's like to be a Christian follower of Jesus Christ. And we are talking with a longtime friend of mine, Chris Swiatako. She is the director of the Singles Network Ministry. It's a great website. If you want to check that out, it is at thesinglesnetwork.org. I want to encourage you to check that out. A lot of good stuff. Follow her on Facebook also there. And Chris, first of all, just good to get reconnected with you again, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Greg. It's wonderful to hear from you as well.
Are you still residing in North Carolina?
Sometimes. Last year I was so busy I was only home about a month. But presently here in North Carolina, getting ready to do a little bit more traveling.
Oh, awesome. Tell people a little bit about, I know what you do, but share with our audience about what you do, Chris.
Sure. So I am a speaker and a writer and travel and teach. I primarily do single adult ministry, although I do other things. My heart is single because, one, is I'm single. So I do a lot of training with churches and educating them on what a single adult is, what we are, what we're not. I do a lot of retreats and conferences, and I have the largest website, thesinglesnetwork.org, for those resources to help churches and leaders and volunteers to start ministry, grow ministry, keep it going, be encouraged. I list a lot of other speakers, a lot of websites that are specifically single, or those that support national, international calendar. I list the things that I do as well as my own personal calendar. So it is an enormous website of resources to just continue to keep people to understand who we are not, and also to, you know, grow themselves as God has called them.
Well, you do a great job with it. We've got connected about, hard to believe this, it's been over 10 years ago now. And I know time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does. Wow. Yes, we're getting old. Yes.
And I brought you into Northeast Christian Church because one of my responsibilities while I was on staff there as an associate pastor was single adults. And, you know, the fact of the matter is there's really not many resources out there for churches when they're trying to have a singles ministry, is there?
Yeah, if we were doing this, the number was more like, I don't know, maybe 46% single, and then now it's 54%. And it's just going to continue to grow. And yet the churches themselves are not reflective of that. We know that in the country, we probably have less than 10 full-time singles pastors, every denomination, male or female. All they do is singles ministry and nothing else. Today, every pastor that is over singles is also over four other areas. So as a result, singles is a small little segment. If they are, you know, Sunday school-based church, it's more than likely a Sunday school class. If it's a small group-based church, it might be a small group, but more than likely there's nothing really in that type of church for singles. So, you know, with the birth of the small group-based church, with social media, dating online, smartphones, so many things for people to do, itself has just really struggled to figure out how reach this demographic that now is not like when we were young, we were single. You know, when you're in your 20s, the word single meant us, but today it means so many different things to so many people. So the church has found a really hard time. How do we reach them? How do we keep them coming? How do we keep from not becoming a meat market and where, you know, singles come for the wrong reasons? And so as a result, a lot of pastors, you know, 2,000 years, the church is still led by the same type of pastors, married, got kids. He just basically focuses on who he is. And he doesn't mean to ignore us, but he is. And so it's really hard to reach 18 to the grave, every kind of background. So as a result, a lot of churches have decided we're just not going to do anything, and we're just going to focus mainly on families.
Well, you said it very well, and it is a a trend that, you know, churches, you know, I guess the first thing I do want to clarify, though, is when people think single, obviously, a lot of times people think, well, never been married, and there is a huge part of that. But, I mean, it really is so much more than just people that have never been married, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, you know, it's one of my when I did the leadership book a few years ago, the title of it was Everyone Knows a Single Adult, because if you have an 18-year-old that lives at home, he's a single adult. If you have a mother who's a widow, she's a single adult. If you have a sister who's divorced, she's a single adult. If you have a neighbor that never was married but has three kids, they're single adults. And so to sit there and go, oh, my goodness, it's pretty much anybody who's not married that's over the age of 18. But that word single adult does not imply that because I call myself a single, that means I'm all, or like that's my whole identity, is that I'm on the hunt for a mate. Although, Greg, 99.9% be married or married again. And to me, it's the second most important decision you'll make. The first is your salvation. The second is who you'll second is going to be who you'll marry. But in the church, it's not the second most important thing that they work on. And understanding that if singles desire marriage, although it shouldn't be the only thing you go to church for obvious reasons, but if it is something that important that God created and designed, then the church needs to be that and making sure that singles are better prepared by getting them, growing them in the Lord, building those friendships, and et cetera. But because that word single implies to some people that my identity is only about finding a mate, then it gets kind of muddled, and people don't like that word. But yet, it is described, it is your marital status, probably not who you are. You know, it's not, your singleness does not dictate your, you know, your identity in the Lord. And so, because of that, right there, that confuses her. You know, for some singles, they're like, yeah, I want to get married, and I'm going to go to church to find my mate. But then they're turned away. And then for those who are like, oh, my relationship with God, well, you're lying. You know, if you're single, most do want to be married. But there has healthy way to do it. There has to be a way that the church can say, we love single adults. Jesus was a single adult. Paul was a single adult. There's a value to right now in your life to do the things that maybe a married person can't. And know at the same time that a lot of singles do want to get married, but some have no clue what a healthy marriage looks like. They have no clue what a healthy friendship looks like. And some are coming to other marriages that didn't work, or they're coming out of an incredible marriage and they're a widow, and they don't feel, you know, really want to hang around with divorced people because they themselves had maybe an incredible marriage. So you have this diversity of needs, and it's hard sometimes to figure out a way to reach all those needs.
Well, it really is. And, you know, I've been on both sides, being responsible for singles ministry at a large church here in Lexington for 10 years, and then as an executive pastor responsible for all the areas of ministry at a large church. And, mm-hmm. you know, it is. There's so many different things you're trying to take care of, but it is something, even though I've been out of full-time ministry on a church staff for 5 years now, I still think it is an incredible need, and I don't think the churches are doing a great job, and it's not intentional, like you said. I don't think that at all, but most, or I would say 99.9% of the pastors are married with family and kids. But, you know, there's so many reasons why single adults are single. Some it's due to choice, some it's by chance, some it's due to a change, or unfortunately, you know, in a divorce situation by someone else's choice, and I've been part of that statistic there. Yet the great part is that, you know, Jesus himself modeled what it was like to be a single follower in the church, right?
Oh, yes. I actually wrote a Bible study years ago called Jesus Like Me. It's probably the one I sell the most, and I actually created videos for it about a year ago, Greg, because so many people were saying, you know, Chris, you tell your story in relation to Jesus' story as a single, you know, you're really the best one to communicate it. And so I decided to come up with some short videos to kind of help people, because it's such an important concept of like, well, wait a minute, Jesus was single. And a lot of churches don't speak about Jesus being single because for them, singleness is pathetic. Singleness is desperation. Singleness is that woman. You know, singleness is that man. It's my aggravating sibling. It's my aggravating neighbor, you know. And so they don't look at it as a value. So who's going to preach on it, you know? you know, how many people really want to be single? You know, who wants to be the rest of their life, you know? And so when you teach on it from this perspective of Jesus being single and going, wait a minute, there's a value to his singleness, because why did God let him be single? You know, what was the value of that? And to be able to look at yourself and go, wait a minute, you know, this is a time in my life. And I don't like to use the word. The reality is, today we're in such a broken world that I believe will not get married and they will get married just due to this brokenness world, to this world of bad examples of marriage, so much divorce, so much hurt, so much people not getting healed. Well, you know, eventually God will bring you somebody. I don't know. But I do know that our time on earth is short. And so if you're single and you're not married at this point in time and there's no prospects, you've got two options. You can either work on yourself so that you can get prepared for marriage, or you need to work on yourself so you grow closer to God. But it should both be getting closer to God. And so ultimately, that has to be our goal, you know, every day, knowing that, you know, we may not have the other, but it's okay, because there's a value to being single and there's a value to being married. And you've had both sides. I have not. And I'm sure you can, some pluses and minuses on both sides, you do know.
Absolutely. That's in our next program. I want to talk about that, because like you said, the great thing I think about us is that we do come at it from different situations. And so I hope that you will, everybody knows single people. There's over 100 million singles in the United States. And obviously, you know, we're both one of them. And so we're going to be continuing this conversation with Chris tomorrow. So make sure you let people know that, hey, you know, there's somebody actually talking about us, since mainly it is focused on marriage and families at churches. But I'm talking with Chris Swiatako, and she is the director of the Singles Network Ministries. It is not a dating site. I know a lot of people would think that, but man, there is a plethora of information. I was on her website earlier today. I hadn't been on it for a couple years, to be honest, and she's done a great job of just keeping that thing current, and lots of great articles, videos that you can watch, books available. And I just want to really encourage you just to go check out her website, thesinglesnetwork.org. And one of the things I love, Chris, is that you put together some, you know, things that people can come to all over the country, because a lot of times when you're single on holidays, those are tough, and you've got one coming up on Labor Day. Can you tell us about that in about a minute, please?
I do. So LaborDaySingles.org. It is in its 41st year. It was originally a Lifeway Labor Day weekend, singles weekend. I took it over a few years ago. We've added a leadership portion one day prior for pastors and leaders. And it is just coming up, this Labor Day weekend, and we'll have over 200 singles. About 14 states came last year, and we just continue to see it grow every year. It's at in Flat Rock, which is south of Asheville versus east of Asheville. We moved it from Ridgecrest over to Bon Clark and Conference Center. It is amazing. And Freddie, former singles pastor, Bruce Jefferson, single. I'm single. Our keynote for our leadership is Pastor Tom Harris, who was my pastor when I was in my 20s. He's still single. So it is a great weekend. I hope you guys can join us and let people know.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's program. Make sure you're tuned tomorrow, as we're going to talk to Chris more about what it's like being a single follower of Jesus Christ. I'm Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
Hi, I'm Tay Henderson, Executive Director of Lighthouse Ministries. In addition to serving meals twice a day to our hungry Lexington neighbors, we also provide shoes through our Michael's Feet Ministry. In June of 2014, I noticed that many of the people we were serving did not have adequate shoes. If they weren't duct taped together, there were holes in the soles. The day that a man named Michael approached me with scotch tape holding his shoes together, I knew I had to do something, and Michael's Feet Ministry was born. Now we are blessed to replace over 50 pairs each month, thanks to individual donors and donating businesses through WJMM. Please consider being a part of this blessing. Each pair you give replaces a battered pair and helps a battered person know they are loved. Thank you.
For more information on Lighthouse Ministries, check out their website at lighthouselex.org or contact them by phone at 859-259-3434.